I recently came across a little Christmas Advent project, the 25 days before Christmas, leading to Christmas Day, with a little picture that you color and cut out to help you think about Bible stories on the way to Christmas. And I asked two of my little granddaughters to help me with that. They colored the pictures and then they cut them out, and we're going to hang them on a string to remember those Bible lessons, Bible stories on the way to Christmas Day. Well, I looked through each of the devotional stories through the 25 days. And here's the one that came to the top for me. It was the one that showed Jesus, just a little baby, laying in a manger. You're familiar with that one. And the devotional thought is very, very famous as well. Jesus was born in a stable, laid in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. There was no room. Well, what about this? What about if God had sent angels to the innkeeper and said, a king is going to be born tonight, and it can happen right here in your inn? Do you have room for that to happen in your inn? I believe that innkeeper would have made room. The king is going to be born. I'm going to make room. He's going to be born in my inn this very night. Well, the devotional thought is frequently heard. What about my heart? Is there room for Jesus in my heart? What about my life? How much room do I make for Jesus in my life? Jesus wants us to make room for him in our everyday life, as we get up in the morning, to make room for him, just a little time, just a little thought, as we drive to work. That's a great devotional time. At work, in our conversation, as we make choices, as we relate to other people, as we meet new people for the very first time. How much room do I have for Jesus in that situation? Well, God wants us to make room, to make room for him, to recognize that he's our constant companion, and he is the eternal King of glory. We can make room for him knowing that. Well, we can grow in this area. We are busy people with busy schedules, busy minds, busy lives. And if we're not careful, there's very little room for Jesus in our life. God can help us make room for him, that we can give more and more over to Jesus, more of ourselves, more of our thoughts, more of our devotion, more of our love. We can grow as we make room for Jesus in our life. Let's pray about that this week. God, help us to realize who Jesus is and to make room for him in our life, not to be overcome with our own busyness, but to make room for the eternal King of glory in our everyday lives.